The late B.B. King may become the next Memphis musician to receive a rare distinction, a street named in his honor. Today on WKNO's Culture Desk, our news director Christopher Blank says Memphis should put more musicians on the map.
Elvis Presley was 37 in 1972 when the city council changed the street name in front of his house to Elvis Presley Boulevard. That's right, roads aren't like postage stamps. You don't have to die to get your name on one. The city just has to go for it. A new B.B. King Street is a great idea, but why not a Johnny Cash Street or Otis Redding Avenue? We've branded Memphis a music city. Why not brand our streets? And not just a memorial or honorary street. We have too many of those trifling things. A sign that says Jerry Lee Lewis Highway is a hollow gesture if you can't find it on a map. Speaking of maps, you can find Handy Circle in Google Maps, but not on the actual street, where a sign says it's Rufus Thomas Boulevard. Guess that's what they call a twofer. We can do better. Now, lest you think that street names are sacred cows, you should know that while some honor war heroes and presidents, many Memphis streets are named after real estate developers and their grandchildren. Throughout the early 1900s, Memphis mayors habitually renamed streets after Confederate politicians and generals, Lamar and Forrest Avenues among them. That generation put its stamp on the landscape. Ours could do the same, reflecting the fact that we now live in a city of soul, reinvented by the music of B.B., Otis, Rufus, Isaac, Jerry, a host of others. Street names are the least we can do to honor this city's greatest innovators and cultural ambassadors. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.